Buffalo Bills up there for the Buffalo News, and he joins us by phone. A lot of you remember Jason was here in Nashville for several years. Jason, how are you?
Hey, George, how's it going?
Good. Listen, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, of course.
So what is the fan base like up there? Obviously, they enjoy coming down here.
Buffalonians is correct, by the way.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, well, as you know, Bills Mafia travels very, very well. I remember they came through back when I covered the Titans and took over Broadway. But, there are several fan bases that do that. The Steelers. I remember the Packers came through and it looked like St. Patrick's Day. It's long been a problem in Nashville, right? Opposing teams, fans come through and snatch up a significant chunk of the tickets and turn the home field advantage a little bit in their favor. And, I mean, you can expect that tonight. I know that much.
So, Jason, in the whole scheme of things, Buffalo obviously is good enough to go a long ways, could go as far as a Super Bowl and a world title. How important was it for them last week to go into Kansas City and be pretty dominant?
You know, to hear them talk about it, it's coach speak, right? The whole one game at a time, it was only week five, there's still a long season to go, blah, blah, blah. All the rest of us know that was a huge win. And I heard your intro talking about how the best the AFC has to offer, and it's interesting. You know, that's what we're saying, too, up in Western New York. That's kind of how the national narrative has shifted, right? Like, the Chiefs have been the cream of the crop for a couple of years now. You go to back-to-back Super Bowls. Mahomes, with a league MVP and a Super Bowl MVP and a ring. And, I mean, for the Bills to have lost to them in the regular season last year, in the AFC title game out at Arrowhead, everyone knew that the Chiefs were the one team standing in Buffalo's way. And now that Tom Brady has left New England, and for the Bills to go into Arrowhead in a primetime nationally televised game last week and beat the Chiefs by 3 scores, I mean, that was awfully impressive. And in some respects, the final score made it look a little bit closer than it actually was. You know, the Chiefs put a couple of touchdowns on the board late and made it a 2-score game, and Josh Allen and that explosive Bills offense, they can strike fast, but they can also put together a long, grinding drive when they need to, and that's exactly what they did. I think it was about a dozen plays, went right down the field, shoot 4 or 5 minutes off the clock, put it in the end zone, and ended any thought that the Chiefs might be able to come back, which is kind of wild, right? Because the Chiefs can always come back.
Oh, absolutely. Watson, say hello to Jason Wolf.
Jason, thanks for coming on. My question to you, and I'm sure it's been asked, what do you think they're going to do differently after they really got embarrassed down here before? And are they going to try to crowd the box and get Derrick Henry under control and then hope for the best on the rest? Or are they going to mix it up? What are you hearing up there as the philosophy? Because it all works off of Derrick Henry, in my opinion.
Right, of course. Yeah, everybody knows that the Titans offense runs through Derrick Henry. I mean, the guy's an absolute beast. I was fortunate enough to cover him his first couple of years in the league when he was starting out behind DeMarco Murray, when when Eddie George was just starting to help him try to figure things out. And it's been really remarkable what Derek's been able to do. I think we all thought he had it in him. We saw what he was capable of doing when he was at Alabama, and it didn't translate to the league his first couple of years in the pros. But he's doing what we saw in college, and he's doing it to grown men. He's doing it at the NFL level. He's handling an incredible workload, which is obviously no news to you guys. And it's certainly no surprise to anybody now. So the Bills are coming in, and first and foremost, they're going to work to stop Derrick Henry. I think last year's game, I was really surprised, actually, looking at the stats this week. If you go look at the last three meetings between the Bills and the Titans, I don't think Derrick Henry cracked 100 rushing yards in any of them, which was super surprising, especially considering, you know, what happened a year ago. But in some respects, last year's game was a little bit of an anomaly, right? Like, it was delayed until a Tuesday night because of the Titans' issues with COVID. I know the Bills were sort of flustered. Their whole travel schedule was, you know, messed up. They were actually getting the Chiefs on a Thursday night 48 hours later, and that game got moved. And so they showed up in Nashville and, you know, got smacked around. I don't think that's going to happen this time. I certainly think that the Titans are capable of making a game out of this. You know, Tennessee is one of the best teams in the AFC as well. They've proven it for several years now. But the Bills know that offense is running through Derrick Henry. Another big difference from last year's game, the Bills have Star Lotulelei back, their nose tackle, who opted out last season because of COVID-19. And in 2019, Bills fans were sort of down on Star because, you know, he's a big guy in the center of the line and he doesn't really show up on the stat sheet all that often. But boy, did they miss him a year ago. Their run defense right up the middle suffered because he wasn't there. And you can tell, you know, he may not get the sacks, he may not get the tackles, the traditional stats, but he affects the way the game is played. There was one play against the Dolphins in week two where they were triple teaming him. So he's a monstrous presence in the middle of that defensive line. He frees up, you know, the linebackers to really, you know, attack downhill. I know Derrick Henry's capable of bouncing it outside. You know, he's got unbelievable quickness and agility for a man his size. But if they're going to try to go straight up the middle of this Bills defense, they're going to be ready for him.
How do you – you don't feel like they'll come in here as flat as they were last year. Are they using last year to motivate them a little more, or do they not need that, in your opinion?
You know, it goes back to sort of what I was telling George about the whole idea of coach speak, where they take it one game at a time, and, you know, last season has no bearing on this season. I think we all sort of know a little bit better than that, right? Like, they're all human beings. They're ultra competitive. They acted like, oh, Kansas winning in 18 points in Kansas City last week was no big deal, but we all know that it mattered to them. We know that, you know, the Chiefs were a big deal, and we know that the Titans are a big deal to them too. So, you know, this is kind of the second leg of their revenge tour as far as Bills fans are concerned. And, you know, while the players and the coaching staff certainly aren't going to say anything along those lines, you know, you never want to give another team bulletin board material. We're all very aware of what happened last season in Nashville. The entire country is, right? Like, everybody got to watch that game. And it wasn't close at all. And so, you know, do the Bills need to win this game? It's arguable. It is early in the season. But it's against an AFC opponent. It's against a team that, you know, they may see again in the playoffs. And so these games are really important. I don't think that they're coming in here flat. I don't think, you know, they're going into the bye week next week. So there's an argument to be made that they're looking ahead to that. This is a veteran group. They returned virtually every starter from last season, and they were embarrassed in national TV. Even if they don't want to say that last year's game has any bearing on what happens today, I think that's them just, you know, playing the game as far as the media is concerned. I think this matters a great deal to them, and they're going to come in here and show, you know, what they're capable of doing.
Terry?
Jason, good to catch up with you. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Terry?
I'm good. I want to kind of throw a different type of question at you. You know, when most people think of the Buffalo Bills franchise, they think of the glory years of Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas. When you talk to longtime Bills fans, how do they think the current edition of the Bills stacks up against those teams that went to four straight Super Bowls?
Well, you know, the Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed Bills, I mean, those guys are Hall of Famers. They're all-timers. They went to four straight Super Bowls. No team has ever done that in NFL history. I mean, that is the golden age of Buffalo Bills football, at least since they joined the NFL, you know, since the merger. This team could be better. I mean, certainly we're talking about different eras, right?
Sure.
But Josh Allen is right up there with Jim Kelly in terms of the record book goes. Obviously this year, since there's 17 games, we're going to start seeing a lot more records falling probably across the league. But the Bills annihilated their franchise offensive record book last season, just rewrote the whole darn thing. So, you know, as far as the statistics go, you know, there hasn't quite been another Bills team as one.
Jason. I think we may have lost him.
Jason, are you there?
There he is.
Right? We're not talking about Bruce Smith, but as a group, I mean, these guys already have two shutouts to their credit this season within the first month of the season, and I believe there was some statistic where, you know, there were two other teams in NFL history that had done that, two other defenses, and I think it was like the 91 Giants and the 2000 Ravens, and both of those teams went on to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, although the Bills' offense steals all the headlines, the defense might be just as good, if not better. And when you compare it to what, you know, these guys, this franchise was able to do in the early 90s, you know, people have high hopes because while they went to four straight Super Bowls, obviously they didn't win any of them. And so there is still that one more bar that they can reach for. They can reach a little higher. And, you know, if this team keeps playing the way that they've been playing, I don't know that there's anybody in the AFC that's going to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl. It's a long season, obviously injuries, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. But these guys are the cream of the AFC right now. And I think they have their best shot at winning a Super Bowl since those teams with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas in the early 90s.
Okay, got 1 minute.
Jason, the knock on Josh Allen was that he had accuracy issues coming out of college. What has he done to cure that?
30 seconds, Jason.
A lot of footwork. You know, he was terrible coming out of college. I mean, really bad. We're talking about 50-some percent accuracy, and that carried over into the pros. You know, between the second and third year, he really reinvented himself. He went out to Southern California. He worked with Jordan Palmer, quarterback coach. He got his footwork, his mechanics right, and he came back, and he was really on point last year. I mean, it helps when you got guys catching the ball like Stephon Diggs, but without a doubt, he's on target now, and a lot of it was his footwork.
Jason, thank you so much for doing this. Look forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah, not a problem. I'll see you guys this evening.
Jason Wolf.